Kayo'y nakikinig sa SBS Filipino.
Good morning, Anthony Moore, CEO of Basketball Australia. Thank you for your time.
That's a great pleasure. Thanks for having me on.
Yep. Anthony, despite the two big wins in the first window, but after the Christmas holidays and preparations for the finals of their respective teams, how ready are the Boomers for the next two windows against Gilas and Chinese Taipei?
Yeah, look, it's a fantastic opportunity to take on the undefeated Philippines. Like us, they won their first two matches. Our team's ready to go. We have the benefit of picking from a wide range of players in our national men's league, the NBL. So they're in season, they're fit, they're firing, they're ready to go. So we're looking for a really supreme effort in Melbourne for our two games at the end of February.
The team is quite strong, but it seems to many that the selection is based on accommodating all NBL teams. So what can you say about that?
Yeah, look, that's absolutely correct. The windows that FIBA have set mean that, some of our players are unavailable because of their commitments in the NBA, for instance, and then also some of our stars that are in Europe. Those are just, unavailable to make the trek out to Melbourne for those. So, that means as a result, we're picking from, the players available, ready and available to us, and that means it's our NBL guys.
And the first game will be against the Gilas Pilipinas.
Yeah.
In your tweet, you say they are quite dangerous. So I'm pretty sure there's a lot more preparation for that.
Well, look, they're a really, really strong team. With this new qualifying system, Australia and New Zealand, whilst we remain in the FIBA zone for Oceania, we actually compete for World Cup qualifiers through the Asia zone. So the Philippines team have been, around the final four, vying for medals at Asia Cups and Asia qualifying for, over a decade. So they're a really, really strong team, great unit. Our coach, Andre Lemanis, is probably best placed to actually talk about the strengths of the team. But on a couple of occasions I've seen them play, seen them play live, they've been really impressive. So, it's not going to be an easy game when we take them on at Margaret Court Arena here in Melbourne.
Yeah, and I suppose the team have been reviewing the games of Gilas and taking notes of the danger. So where do you think the danger will come from?
Oh, look, it's probably more of a question for, our head coaches.
They're best
placed to actually talk about the strengths of the teams individually. I can talk as a fan and what I've seen. They move the ball well and, their inside play is pretty strong. But, I'm talking as a fan. Great role as CEO, you actually get to watch, but it's setting the games up on the internal sides and making sure that ticket sales are going well and marketing's going well. That's what I get paid for. Our coaches, they prepare the team to win, so they'd probably be best placed to do that. I'd end up just talking like a fan.
Yes, and after these two games, the men will have more opportunities to blend together as they fight for the Commonwealth Games gold. So it's really a lot of lead-ups for the World Championship next year.
Yeah, that's right. And Commonwealth Games are going to be really exciting. The last time we were in the Games is when Melbourne hosted in 2006, so it's great to be back. So, both our Opals and our Boomers teams, we're chasing that gold medal. We had the good fortune of winning those in Melbourne, over a decade ago. So it's a fantastic opportunity for particularly the Boomers team who've gone through and, won an Asia Cup last year together. And we're undefeated so far in the qualifiers. So, we have two games in February and then we, a couple of weeks later, almost a month later, we get ready to go into Queensland and chase that gold medal at the Gold Coast.
And on a final note, and assuming, and which is more likely, that we reach the World Basketball Championship and even for the Olympics, with many Aussie players now, the likes of Ben Simmons, Thon Maker, Matthew Dellavedova, and of course, Patty Mills. So what are the chances of stepping on the medal podium?
Well, that's what we're chasing. We've got the Opals in a World Cup in Spain in September later this year, and we're going to win our second World Cup because we won a FIBA gold medal back in 2006. On the men's side, as well documented, we're yet to grab a medal in either a World Cup or Olympics. So you know, that's the goal of the team, is to actually strive and win that medal. And some of those names you just mentioned, they give us, you know, every possible chance to certainly be there on the medal day. You know, obviously we'd hope it'd be for gold medal playoff. And if it's a bronze medal one, well, we've lost 4 Olympic bronze medal playoffs.
Yep.
So we're certainly keen to get one of those medals around the necks of our players and coaches.
And on 22 February, the game against the Philippines, well, probably you might invite Filipinos who love basketball to watch the game.
Yeah, look, our ticket sales are really strong, and we've been talking to the Filipino community in Melbourne and Sydney and elsewhere. You know, we encourage them to get down because it's a great opportunity to see national team play.
Yep.
And that's the wonderful thing about these qualifiers is that, you know, you have the opportunity to support your national team. And it's going to be a lot of atmosphere, in the crowd, when we both take the court on the 22nd of Feb.
Many are excited to watch the game in the Filipino community, but it's divided. Some barrack for, of course, Australia,
yeah,
and some will also barrack for Gilas.
Yeah, that's right. Well, you know, get the opportunity to sing 2 national anthems and sing them with pride, and then we'll see a really fierce battle on the court. I can't wait. It's going to be really exciting.
Okay, thank you for your time, Anthony, but I hope I can interview you more to talk about some of your good programs in your Basketball Australia.
Yeah, it'd be my pleasure. It's been good talking to you and happy to chat anytime.
Okay, thank you very much, Anthony.
Nice na makarinig ng iba pang kwento tulad nito? Mag-subscribe sa ating regular na podcast sa iTunes.